Tom.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Morning.
What? Morning. Earliest podcast we've ever recorded. Tongue twister in the morning, 20 past 11. AM.
Am.
1-1 was a racehorse. Repeat after me. 1-1. 1-1 was a racehorse.
1-1 was a racehorse.
2-2 was 1-2.
2-2 was 1-2.
When 1-1 won one race.
When 1-1 won one race.
2-2 won 1-2.
2-2 won 1-2.
All together now. 1.
I don't know!
1-1 was a racehorse, 2-2 was 1-2. When 1-1 won one race, 2-2 won 1-2.
I'm not going to remember that. Let me just rattle it off. What's this? Supposed to be a warm-up or something?
Yeah.
Right. 1-1 was a racehorse, 2-2 was 1-2. When 1-1 won the race, 2-2 won 1-2. I think I missed a 1.
You did. Go again.
1-1 was a racehorse, 2-2 was 1-2. When 1-1 won one race, 2-2 won 1-2. 1-1 was a racehorse, 2-2 was 1-2.
You can't
when
stop.
1-1 won one race, 2-2 won 1-2. You're not the only one cursed with knowledge.
Well done, Tom.
Thanks, man.
I feel fully warmed. What? Fuck! Shit!
I feel fully won.
Fully won towards my ratings. You're listening to Having Words. I'm Josh, and I'm joined by my dearest friend, Tom. Tom today.
And good evening.
It's the morning.
Good morning.
You just woke up.
Where am I?
Today it's just Tom and I again. Last week, you can check out last week's episode, because we spoke about a certain film.
We did Gay Men.
Da, 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 da. Avengers Endgame, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's I love that theme tune.
What?
That's not it. That's definitely not. Still the Avengers. He's having a stroke. No, it's. No, it's. I can't. No, I've just got the Star Wars thing in my head now. No, I'm gonna have to wait. I'm gonna have to wait till my brain resets because I've just got Star Wars in my head.
What is it?
No. No.
That's definitely Star Wars.
Mate, I can't actually move past the Star Wars bit in my head.
You are out of control.
The sounds, I know what's in my brain, but what comes out of my mouth.
Get it out!
Is Star
Wars. That's it!
It's coming out!
How does it go? We've just played it, now we need to try and remember it. America's ass. We got it easy.
Yeah, smashed it.
So yeah, check out last week's episode where we discuss some Endgame spoilers and some cool Endgame
predictions. And do not spend 10 minutes trying to remember what the Avengers theme tune is.
Or what Falcon's name is. Before we begin, how is everyone?
Yeah, we're good, thanks.
Tom and I are having these more intimate one-to-one sessions.
Sounds
we're actually
sexy.
You know when you do those warm-ups where you interlock legs whilst your bodies face each other? We're currently doing those whilst holding
I've never done one of those.
You're doing it right now. Our legs are interlocked.
My God.
You're unclothed.
How did you do that? Oh, wow.
What lovely calves you have. Tom, how you doing? How's your week been?
I'm all right, mate. Week's been busy, really. It's just work has been quite full on, quite active.
Yeah.
So, I had Thursday off, which was nice.
Yeah.
Got to chill out.
Did you wake up thinking you had to go to work?
I do that every day.
Tom, get back to bed now!
This is my body clock. You know, everyone has it. Like, they just get used to waking up. Well, I have to get up sometimes for, like, 5:30. And then I'm awake at like 6 on my day off and I just want to end myself. And I'm like getting dressed for work. Get back! No! I'm at work! I gotta go!
You tell them what, they're like, Tom, it's fine, man. He's out of control.
Help me!
Give me some post! Tom, it's fine!
I need to fucking deliver.
What's the worst job to forget that you had work that day? What's the
Potentially... air traffic controller.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I feel like they'd have protocols in place. They wouldn't just go, oh, well, he hasn't turned up, so we'll hope the planes land.
Yeah, can you keep flying around until Morgan's next shift?
No, what would it be?
What would be the worst job to forget to turn up to? What would that be? For some reason, I think of Bin Man. Havoc.
Havoc.
Oh, bins to collect!
It's not just one guy going around picking up all the bins, though, is it? They'll be like, oh, Jerry hasn't turned up. We'll just carry on a man down. They're not going to be like, cancel the whole thing.
Jerry's not here.
Good God.
Find Jerry, everyone. Go, 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 go. All these bin trucks.
He's just tucked up in bed.
Jerry!
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 We need you.
Are you going to take my bin, Jerry? What would be the worst job? Yeah, traffic warden would be pretty bad, not turning up. Pilot. Oh, that's happened quite a few times, doesn't it?
Has it? What, they don't turn up?
Because aren't most pilots like alcoholics or something?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Right. All of them, every single one. If there are any pilots listening, then
I'm sorry.
There is help out there.
What'd be the worst job to be?
I feel like there's something more worse.
That Superman. Shit! A million people just
I'm late.
I'm late.
No, I don't know. Batman. It'd be bad for Gotham.
It would be. But Gotham's the most crime-ridden place in the world.
Yeah,
and for some
he
reason
needs to turn up.
Or maybe he doesn't.
Where is Gotham in
next to Metropolis. Law.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where's Metropolis?
Next to Gotham.
Where's Gotham?
Oh, Gotham is dog walker. If you're late, late to walk the dogs.
Yeah, you'll be
what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's true. What about all those dogs?
Speaking of dogs, Tom.
Yeah?
I've got some rapid fire questions for you.
Go for it. Good segue.
Not to do with dogs.
All right.
Tom, I'm going to give you no time, actually. You just have to answer them fast.
Okay.
Tom.
Yeah.
Wow, correct.
Yeah.
Where would you go if you were invisible?
I would go to the moon.
Excuse me. What?
I just assumed that invisibility gave you, like, powers to enter.
You die instantly. Nobody knows. All they see is his footprints and then they just float off with some dust.
Well, how did Desmond the Moon Bear get up there?
Hmm?
Yeah, asking
Desmond,
the real questions.
Why do I remember that?
Everyone remembers that.
Jesus. If you were visible, where would you go, Tom?
Oh, right. I would go to
where you could live.
North Korea.
Why?
Just want to check it out, see what the big commotion is. See some of those labour camps. See that theme park that they've got, which no one's allowed in. Apart from, I think, like,
no, isn't that because they had, like, a nuclear explosion there and now it's all, like, Chernobyl?
That's Chernobyl, that's in Chernobyl. Ukraine.
Yeah. Isn't it the same
as it's a different place.
You're saying Ukraine isn't in Korea?
How can it be when they're, like, the same?
Wait, is North Korea and South Korea separate? Are they separate countries?
Yes, they're divided by the 38th parallel, which, like,
what?
That's their border.
Is it like the 99th precinct in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
Wait, what is that?
What, the 38th parallel?
Yeah.
So the North, you know, heard of the Korean War?
The what?
Korean War between, like, Americans on the side of South Korea, Chinese on the side of North Korea.
No.
It was like the war against communism back in the Cold War.
Sure, it happened.
And then, And then it ended with, like, a peace treaty, and they put the 38th parallel in place in between on the border, basically. That's now their border, North Korea and South Korea.
Okay.
And it's like a huge military, like, border. Like, there's mines, there's barbed wire.
Jesus Christ.
Bunkers, pillboxes, soldiers everywhere. Yeah.
So if one day they want to become Korea again, because there's no Korea. Korea's
not a
place.
There's no official Korea, no.
Wow.
There's North and South.
Yeah. So if they want to become a place again, how would they? They'd have to be like, okay, we need to clear the mines. Sorry about that, by the way.
Well, they're closest to that than they've ever have been. Because North Korea's actually been making some positive changes, last I heard.
So is South Korea just in there, just like, we want to be mates?
Well,
North Korea's
South,
like,
Korea's, like, pretty tech savvy. I'm sure you
really?
Know. You know, they're huge, like, like Japan in their technology industry and everything.
Yeah.
Seoul, the capital, is a huge electronic and technology hub.
Yeah.
Basically. It's all really advanced as well. South Koreans are very rich, very well off. North Korea is the complete opposite.
Really? They're just military based, aren't they?
Yeah, and their civilians starve, and
not good.
There's not enough food,
not
and
good.
It's all just backwards. Yeah.
Why don't they eat the mines they've been paying down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is tasty.
So do you think one day they will be Korea again? I feel like this is like a political TV meeting.
It's completely different.
Today I'm interviewing Thomas Gower.
Where are the dogs?
The invisible man in South Korea.
Who went to the moon.
Who went to the moon.
What did you say?
Do you think they will become a Korea again, or will they?
Potentially.
Or are they too different? Are they too different to become one again?
Down the line, they are very different. For North Korea, it would be a huge adjustment for their citizens.
Yeah.
If you just let them loose in like South Korea, for example, which is probably where they'll go.
Yeah.
It would be because it's a better place.
Oh, okay.
Because it's more advanced.
Okay.
They have cities, towns, industry, infrastructure, all of that.
Okay.
North Korea does not. It's all farming based. It's all agriculture. South Korea is completely different. There's more opportunity there.
Yeah.
But if you just let loose a whole load of, like, let's say a whole load of medieval peasants in today's England, how would it go?
Yeah.
Like, it would be disastrous.
Yeah.
So that's basically what it would be like.
Gee, I didn't realize that they were that different.
Maybe not medieval, but pretty close.
I wonder they had that divide then.
It's just because of the war. Yeah, North Korea was ruled by it's a dictatorship, and dictators don't want their citizens to get anything.
No.
So
who are they ruled by now? The military.
It's Kim Jong.
Oh, of course,
family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his mate.
Kim Jong. I don't know which one.
So it's still a dictatorship.
Yeah.
And South Korea.
That's a democracy.
Well, I watched Hamilton the musical yesterday, which I love so much.
What?
What? And it's all about how America's independence against the British. So the British interpretation is very funny because it's this guy with this massive, like, completely over-the-top crown. And he's like, you'll be back, or like, there's a line like, why does a small country across the sea have to regulate the price of tea?
Mm.
It rhymes as well. It's a song.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. It's all about like history, and like, I learned more in that than I think I did in any history lesson.
That's because if every person has their own way of learning information that they like.
Yeah.
So for you, for example, it would be like
in song.
Visual in song.
Yeah.
But that's interesting to you and that engages you.
Yeah.
So that works for you. Everyone has their own different thing. With me, I like to watch it, even play it in games.
Yeah.
Or learn about it if I really am interested in it.
Yeah.
I'll read about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, it was really insightful.
Mm, good.
And, like, I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I probably would.
Because you like music. Well, like, you've been in a musical before.
I do tend to. Just because I've been in one doesn't mean I'm...
You love it.
I fucking love it. But I do actually tend to like them. I always say, no, I mean, I hate it. But it's the same with, like, rom-coms and stuff. Whenever, like... The missus puts one on, I'm like, I'm going to hate this, but then by the end of it, I'm like, this is amazing.
That it also depends with the rom-com. They have to be like a good rom-com, not a cheesy, like...
Yeah, I was thinking like one of those Hugh Grant ones.
The classics.
Yeah, the classics.
Yeah. Notting Hill.
Yeah, and...
What's
the one where he's Prime Minister.
Oh, Love Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Or we'll just go through his films the next half hour. I think... Hamilton, if you watched it, it would be your favourite musical.
Yeah.
There's so much historical content going in. They're always talking about history and what's going on, like time passes and stuff.
I haven't seen a musical in... You went to London, didn't you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a musical in London before.
Really? Well, at all?
Maybe once. I think I saw Billy Elliot a long time ago.
Really? I never saw Billy Elliot.
Yeah, that was good.
Did you watch it whilst it was Tom Holland?
Don't know.
Okay.
Could have been.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. I just remember that guy from King Kong being Billy Elliot once.
What?
Remember?
Jack Black?
Yep.
What?
Really dainty on his feet. No, I don't know if you remember King Kong, but there's a... Like a
the old one, the 3-hour one.
Yeah. Not the 1930s one, the Peter Jackson one.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, the 2000 whatever one.
There's like a young guy who's like the mate of the captain or something who's... Like, snuck on the ship or something like that. And he as an actor, used to be Billy Elliot back when it was in theatre and stuff. And then there's a scene where he's running away from dinosaurs. And he's, like, leaping across, like, rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, that's...
Billy Elliot.
That's Billy Elliot.
I recognise that jump anyway.
I know that leap. Yeah.
We should... You know, I'll tell you what, Tom. If we ever... earn a small fortune,
mm-hmm.
Patreon. If we ever earn a full
fortune,
I'll take you to watch Hamilton.
Oh, thanks, man.
Because I literally think you'll really enjoy it. If you know, if you like the American independence stuff.
No.
Okay. Well.
it's when we lost.
We lost.
Yeah, we lost. Bastards.
But I like the English interpretation, or like how they're represented in that in it, as very snobby. They don't really care what's going on.
It sounds that sounds good.
And then they like let America go because they're like, fine, you can have America, but you're gonna suffer anyway. And then he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, that reminds me of that Mel Gibson film, The Patriot. Was it Patriot?
I haven't seen that. I like Mel Gibson, but I haven't seen
it. Yeah, The Patriot went. It's like it's so American centric, and like the English guys are like the worst possible people ever, and the actors that play them, they're like, they make. You can tell that Mel Gibson, who directed, literally told the actors to be as snobby, English, horrible as you can be. And, yeah, it's totally biased against us. But it's a bit unfair, really. All we did was all we did was tax them and didn't give them a voice.
Yeah.
And what's so bad about that?
Yeah.
Just
shut up, Tom. Up. Give me your money.
No, oh, why? There you go.
You know, literally, yeah. Tom's second rapid-fire question.
Speed is key.
Go. What makes you... Wait, what? So I copy these questions off of a website.
What? You don't think of them yourself?
I can't think.
Why do we pay you?
Who pays me? And this is question 237, which is... What makes you annoyed? That's how it's phrased. So what makes you annoyed?
What makes me annoyed?
The death of
the death of the British Empire really gets to me. Not much gets. Oh no! I'll tell you what annoys me.
Whoa!
Fucking!
You just grabbed the table.
Well, actually, funny you say table. Inanimate objects. So, for example, a plug. You know, like your phone charger.
Okay.
Trying to plug it into a socket.
Okay.
And maybe it's really tough.
Okay.
And when I'm struggling to get it in, really irrationally angry
at
the fact it's not doing what I'm telling it to do. Stuff like that, for example.
So, such as a USB
going
into a computer.
Yeah, like if it's not doing what I want it to do and it's just an inanimate object, it makes me really angry because I can't like talk to it. I can't say, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Because it's just mugging me off and...
I don't think it is mugging you off.
I just get really angry.
You said it like it has a hidden agenda to be like, what? Fuck you, mate.
Any inanimate object that just doesn't do what I'm trying to make it to do just annoys me.
I disagree with it.
You disagree with my annoyance.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. You're allowed to get annoyed by that.
Thanks, man.
What do I get annoyed by?
Yeah, what annoys you?
I'm somebody who doesn't...
Betrayal.
I get annoyed by... Well, I don't normally get angry. I'm not an angry person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get annoyed at a few things. But I always blame myself about anything. So I get more annoyed at myself than anything else. So, for example, in your situation, if the plug wouldn't go in, I'd be like, why can't I put on the plug?
Just cry.
Cry. Why?
Why am I
just want to charge my phone.
Fuck.
I need to plug in this. What's it called? Defibrillator. Third rapid fire question. Tom.
Yeah.
What are you grateful for? I think we might have had this question last week or a few weeks ago, but what are you grateful for? I don't remember being grateful for anything.
I am grateful for living in the part of the world that we do.
Yeah. Not North Korea.
Not North Korea.
Could you imagine if you came out North Korea way?
If I came out what? As North Korea?
As if you were born.
I identify as...
Who is this? Who did you sleep with?
Why is he Asian?
Why is he so Asian?
He's so North Korean.
Not even a little bit English. This doesn't make any sense.
I'm not loving that.
Back.
Make a new one.
I get that. I'm grateful for being in a financially rich situation as well. Because we're pretty wealthy. Give me money. I mean, we're not.
I'm pretty wealthy.
But if all of the money in the world was given out equally to everyone and everyone had the same amount, we would be a lot poorer than we are right now. Do you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So that's why I'm so lucky.
Yeah, because we're rolling in it.
Rolling in wealth, yes. No, I want a takeaway. I'll just go get a takeaway. I want to buy some shoes. I'll buy some shoes.
Yeah. Not all at the same time. I don't have enough money for all of that.
Yeah, no, I can do that.
Well, how much do you... It's because you're going in on the days on the, your days off.
Yeah, you've got so much money. They just have to pay me.
They have to shit.
Fuck you here again.
we fired you.
I'm ready to post.
We fired you.
Just pay him anyway.
Pay him to get out of here. I love my job. I turn up and they pay me to leave.
See you later, guys.
Fourth rapid fire question, Tom.
Didn't we skip the third one?
No. Fourth rapid fire question. What is your dream car?
It's a crap question for me because I just don't, I'm not bothered with cars. Like, as long as I have something that gets me A to B.
So you're saying a nice, like, BMW or, like, M5 or, like, Yoga and Pilates, the new book of yoga, wouldn't the car, would
I was going to say, Pilates is definitely not a car.
I'm reading what's on the shelf. So there's not a car which you'd be like if I could have, if I have all the money in the world, I'd buy this car.
I mean, yeah, there are nice cars out there, but I just couldn't really name one.
Okay, so let me rephrase it, Tom.
All right.
If you had a gun to your, if you had all the money in the world, but you still drive around your car.
Probably not.
Which car would you get?
I would probably get, and I do like Audis actually.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a nice Audi. Yeah.
Do it, dude.
Yeah, man.
I can imagine that. Would you still be friends with me if you were rich?
It's like Hurley from Lost, when he gets...
Oh, yeah, he gets all the money.
All the money. He's talking to his friend before he tells him.
I've forgotten all about all of that.
Yeah, and he's like, if anything changed, like, we'd still be friends, right? And the dude's like, yeah, I promise. And then he finds out, and no, it changes.
Yeah, it does. It changes him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it would change me, and I'd probably leave everyone behind.
Yeah, but what's your answer now, right now? Now that you haven't got all the money, like, what is your answer? It's going to have to be like Hurley. You're going to have to be like, oh, of course.
Yeah, no, I'd leave. I'd leave everyone behind.
So unlike Hurley, you said one thing.
Yeah, whereas if I say that now, then maybe the opposite will happen.
Oh, to be fair, if you said that now, if you said, hey, like, we'll still be mates when I'm rich, if...
When?
When you're rich and famous.
When?
Then I'd be like, oh, he's such a prick for lying to me. He knew exactly his intentions. But now you're being honest.
I am.
So now, if we are friends when you're rich and famous, mm-hmm. then it's just going to make you look like a better person.
Yeah, I'm going to be the good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you son of a bitch. how do you think you'd earn a large sum of money? Let me list off a few options for you, Tom. Winning the lottery.
Yeah.
A relative died that you didn't even know exists and left you loads of money.
Nice.
You found a briefcase one day at the train station, picked it up and had a £3 billion in.
Yeah.
Sterling.
Yeah.
You make an idea and you sell it.
It won't be that.
It will be one of the lucky ones.
I'm not creative enough for that. Yeah. Well, I'd say lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't ever play the lottery, so...
No.
That's my problem.
It's such a... It's so appealing, but it's so, like, what are the odds?
I know. There's just no point. Well, like, there is a point, I suppose.
Wasn't there, like, better odds of us being the sperm that made it to the egg more than the lottery or something?
I don't know.
Because that is super rare.
That is so rare.
Can we just take a moment that we should be so grateful that we're even alive right now because we were the sperm. Tom, we were the fastest swimmer.
What I don't get is why do people throw it away? Why do they...
What do you mean?
Like,
with the sperm?
People, yeah. No, the people who got lucky and make and become life.
Yeah.
And then waste it.
I think some people don't appreciate it or don't understand the impact of it.
I mean, we don't, do we, though?
We don't.
In all honesty. Like,
because if we honestly did, I think our lives would be so much different.
If everyone did, then... Wouldn't it be amazing if everyone just had the same outlook, the same opinions, the same...
Focus.
Ideas, the same beliefs.
If we all wanted to focus on saving the planet, we'd get stuff done.
What's one thing... that would make the world a better place, like to change, to get rid of, to introduce? What would make humanity a more cohesive force?
See, that's the thing, like, so many disastrous stuff, such as illness or global warming or all that stuff, it has brought people together and it has formed communities of people wanting to help. So I think if all of that wasn't there, then there would be a lot more, I don't think there would be unity at all, I think there would be a lot more selfishness.
Right.
I honestly think these disasters have happened. Like, for example, the whole idea that if an alien race came down, then it would be humans versus the aliens almost, so there wouldn't be any racism. There's that kind of idea as well.
I bet there would. There still would be.
There still would be, but I think... I don't think there would be as much. Like, if there wasn't global warming, if there's just plastic, if there's just plastic in the ocean, that'd be a much bigger deal.
Do you think if we eventually, or when we eventually explore the stars and find other planets filled with life, would that make it easier for us to become like a united planet, like an actual just Earth, and aliens and other species can look at us and go,
wow,
that's the human race.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But I think...
instead of that's America.
Yeah.
That's Europe.
Yeah.
Even saying that's Europe, there's still so many different... like, there's Britain, there's France, there's Germany.
Even in an individual country, there's so many different... like, even in where we live, there's so many just different groups of people. I think
there's always Northerners.
I think there's always going to be groups, and I think by the time we actually maybe find life or we expand into the universe, by that point, there's going to be... so many of us that it's going to be hard to call us. I think we're going to be a species, of course. We're going to be the humans or the cool guys or whatever. Cool guys of the universe. but I don't think it will unite us in any way. This is what I was thinking, actually. There was a time on Earth which nobody knows, which was the last time everyone on Earth was asleep at the same time. That was a moment in history where everyone was asleep at the same time.
Oh, because there's only a small group of...
yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's probably like a few small groups of just... yeah, but no, I don't know. Was there?
There was probably... by everyone, you mean human. Well, humans. The closest.
Yeah, insects. Everyone.
Every creature.
Maybe the Ice Age.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a time when everyone just got along.
Jeez. Final, last rapid-fire question, Tom.
Rapid.
If you could set up a business anywhere in the world, where would you set up a business and why? Well, first of all, in this rapid fire question, what comes to my head is somewhere that is going to... a business or a market that's going to profit the most in this certain area.
Right.
I see it like from that perspective.
Okay.
But you might see it as, oh, I just want to have a business there for the banter. Or...
I get you. I would like to set up...
and what business as well, Tom? Because I'd love to set up some sort of creative business, of course. But like, there's so many different types. You could set up an archaeology business.
Well, I'd like to do something like industry specific, like to a certain area, because I've always thought that was cool. Like utilizing resources in an area, and building an industry or a business around what's there.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like in Cornwall, how there would be a shitload of like tin mines and iron mines, because that's what was there.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but in a modern sort of sense, there's not really that much going around of that sort. I mean, like the solar and wind power.
Big deal.
And also, it does take advantage of resources in an area, obviously, like wind and sun availability. I've always thought that's cool, like managing and building contracts for like solar and wind power. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Choosing where to put them, how many, the infrastructure behind it, like where do the cables come up, like, yeah, no, I think that's quite cool.
Especially because really that's strange. Doing something good for the planet as well.
Yeah. It's a strange one, but yeah, that's what I'd probably go for.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, it would definitely be like a service or content created stuff. So it would be like London or Brighton or like LA or places where there's a lot of like...
yeah, I wouldn't want to work in London.
London's, after going there yesterday, it's just so manic.
It's too much.
I was there for one... Even our mate that we saw up there, that's hope it's going to come on the podcast in the future.
Yeah.
He was like, I've only been here a few months and it's already like the most stressful thing ever.
Why is that?
Because it's just the travelling. It's like a 45 minute commute to work.
Mm.
And like, he has a motorbike actually as well, which is crazy. And he motorbikes down to Brighton every week for uni.
Right.
Which is just like, he works in London and he lives with his girlfriend in London, and then he commutes down to work down to Brighton. It's like,
that's mad.
It's crazy.
That's mad.
Busy. No, I like the idea of like the New York London busy lifestyle. So it's always awake, always going on, but it would definitely get exhausting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's different because it's two sides of the spectrum. You've got the countryside sort of life, or even like life down here, yeah, where it is a lot slower.
Mm.
And then you've got London life, big city life. They have their pros and cons, but it just depends what you're suited to, what you like.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it for very long.
So would you rather go to Tokyo, Japan, or New York, America?
Definitely Tokyo.
Really?
Yeah, the culture. Just,
oh, yeah.
It's something completely
that
different.
That would be amazing. Just for me, before I went to New York, I was like, New York 100%. And it's so cool in New York.
But yeah.
It's like, if you play GTA 4, it's exactly the same as that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're walking around like, this is New York.
Yeah.
But no, Tokyo would be incredible.
Mm,
I'd love to go on that trip.
Completely different culture.
Yeah.
Just looks really like techno and like...
It does. But also so peaceful and like... Because I feel like techno means busy, alive almost, but also yeah, there's some areas which are so like steel and so timeless.
Yeah, like you've got the ancient parts, I suppose. I don't know what it's like, really. I don't know like what the balance is.
Yeah.
Whether it's all just urban.
Yeah.
Or there's some history there as well. Like London, I suppose.
Yeah.
London's quite historic.
It's weird to think, like, how long have British people been around for? A long time.
It's a tricky question because what
moved
really
around.
What makes a British
person?
Because obviously we're all like French, Anglo-Saxon, German, Danish, Norwegian, French.
Well, for example, like an American,
they've
only been around a few hundred years.
The idea of the country,
the idea of the country. Whereas British has been around so much longer than that.
Well, the British people. I mean, you could say like Celts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Were British. But then you've got the traditional Celts, probably still... That's more carried on in Scotland and Wales now to this day.
Yeah.
That's more of a Scottish-Welsh thing. Whereas English is more German, like I've been saying, German, Danish, all of that, French. So it's tricky to say.
Yeah.
Because British as a word is kind of a mix of different cultures and races.
It is. That's why it's the United Kingdom. That's why it's the British Empire. There's so many like...
Yeah, it's the British Empire.
The British Empire, of course. I think we discussed last week about how I don't really get it, but we sent all our prisoners to Australia because of World War II. What? Why did we do that?
That was a while ago. That was
before a long time ago.
World War I.
Okay.
Definitely.
But why did we do that?
What was
in Australia? Was there just space?
No, there was nothing. That was the point. Yeah, nothing.
So why did we send them there? Like, create a...
place? Yeah, just get rid of them. Because we didn't want criminals, did we? So I think, I don't know like how they worked out. I don't know how many they sent, or if they sent all criminals, or certain kinds of ones.
Only sell the children.
Well, they must have sent settlers as well.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have just been criminals, I doubt.
Yeah.
Just a whole country full of them.
So what, because why did nobody take over Australia to begin? Like, what was there? Just like trying
to... not much. Just the native tribes.
I mean, still nothing's there. Like, what, 80%
of
it's just...
Yeah,
like,
it's all around. It's all around the edges. That's where the population is.
Yeah.
Really.
And then in the middle is just giant spiders and insects.
Huge, like Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the noise it makes?
It's... Did you see? I saw a meme on Instagram. I liked it. And it was like it's a video, like an advert or something with a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman sees the spider, and it's just the Minecraft theme is playing in the background. The guy looks over and sees the spider, and it's making that noise. And then he goes to try and kill it, but then it beats him up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I haven't seen it. It's a video?
Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you like the comic memes I'm sending you, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I think I sent you a few in a row of a certain comic, which I really enjoyed, actually.
I like the one I sent you, the Connect to the Hive Mind.
Yeah.
You're the only one who understands girls are a single
There's girls falling off it and everything at the same time. The one I'm referring to is The Lemon Sandwich. Their Instagram is really good. They're kind of like... like, for example, my goldfish died, and then just flush it down the toilet. You can't keep solving problems that way, Dad, and then the dad flushes the kid down the toilet. Stupid stuff like that. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I like that.
There's so, what I've realised recently, after I like one or follow one comic page, there's like a billion more that come up. There are a lot of like artists and like comicists.
A lot that we don't see.
Yeah.
A lot of them are terrible, but...
Yeah, but the thing is, they're still pursuing it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of terrible podcasts out there. Not this one.
Yeah, not this one. Of course not.
Why are you smart? where they're still, like, they're terrible, but, like, every no podcast starts out perfect. This is something I had
to... Apart from us.
Of course. This is what I had to overcome, which I think we spoke about a few weeks ago with Joe and Will, which you weren't here for that, Tom.
No.
You weren't. Yeah. We weren't born with him.
One of the not good episodes.
The only one you weren't here, actually, Tom. Yeah, it was actually the only one.
It's the only one I've missed.
Congrats to you, Tom, for not missing
it. Thank you.
But that's something I had to overcome, which was like, nothing's going to be perfect when you first start it, but it's how the journey it goes on, and that, like, that's how you make it good and everything. Such as this podcast, like, we're always changing our formats, we're always trying to find the thing which is not only best for audience but also best for ourselves, that we enjoy it the most. Such as a direction that we've been thinking about is maybe going more towards pop culture and discussing games, movies and stuff that we feel like we could have more of a voice about.
Yeah.
And also some history stuff as well, because that, like, just a subsection on, like, educating Josh about history, but I have, like, a stupid question, you just, like,
yeah,
that could be interesting.
It, you know, there's a subreddit on Reddit, Explain Malcolm 5.
Yes, like, I like that. Yeah. Or Data is Beautiful as well. I love that.
I'll follow that. Yeah, that's cool.
So good. I like Reddit.
We've got some cool stuff on there.
Reddit's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be perfect when you start it. And I was thinking, like, something Gary Vee said. He's a motivational speaker, he owns a business. He's so, like, he has a podcast and everything, and he's so proactive. And something he said was, like, every podcast or every YouTube channel or every Instagram account, like, they all start with zero followers or zero downloads. And that kind of hit me. I was like, yeah, like, everything has a beginning.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing just happens all of a sudden. So, like, a few podcasts that I listen to, a lot of them have backing before they had a podcast. Such as Jake and Amir with the If I Were You podcast, which is so funny. Like, it's an advice show. Definitely check it out. They had a following before they made a podcast, whereas other ones I've listened to, I can't think of any others in my head, but other ones, like, they didn't have anyone. Like, they literally just started it and just kept making content. I think consistency is key.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is why we're keeping with one or two a week. Which
At least. Even if it's just us two.
Even if it's just us two, yeah.
Just talking about shit.
Tom, we're going to wrap up.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Nice.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Smashed it.
Easy peasy.
Yep.
All these extra facts I have on dogs that we can use next week.
Same. Save them for next week.
Tom, before we end, shout outs. I'm firstly going to shout out North Korea. Can I do that?
Of course you can.
Okay, I'm going to shout out North Korea.
Yep. You've just been arrested.
Oh!
Oh, no! Tom! The North Koreans!
Tom, protect my family!
Oh, no.
No, I also call the police. Fuck! Why did I tell you that?
Why are you shouting? Right in front of me.
Any shout-outs, Tom?
I'll shout out to...
the pastries?
To be fair, those are some banging croissants.
You like the croissants?
So I'll shout out to wherever they came from.
The moon.
The moon. Thanks to Josh's grandma.
Thanks to Josh's grandma for that. Before we wrap up, I want to shout out our Instagram page, at Having Words. Our Facebook page, at Having Words Podcast.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah, woo, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Our...
Patreon.
Don't forget that one. Also, I want to shout out our email address. If you want to send us any questions, any advice, if you want to ask Thomas and I, because obviously Thomas and I are experts about giving advice.
Yeah.
Then you can email us in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. We're also on YouTube. I will eventually get all the episodes out on there, and we will start making exclusive content, which should be up on YouTube. Also, our Patreon, we're going to be taking it a little bit more seriously as well, making exclusive content for there. Something I'm going to have a discussion with Tom about is doing some sketches once a month if we get to a certain Patreon goal. So Tom, basically, I don't know if you know how Patreon works. Have you?
No.
Basically, you sign up for some, like, from £1 a month to whatever. We have £1, £2, and £4.99. And you can sign up and you get, like, certain benefits. So, for example, if we get 5 people to sign up and become our Patreons, then the first goal is we're going to release, because there's only 5 people, we're going to release 2 trailers that I made of you and Aiden on our Patreon.
Don't give us money.
Please give us money, because they're only
it's not necessary. They're on YouTube.
They're not on YouTube.
God damn it. Did you take them off YouTube?
No, they're private, so only I can show you guys. But yeah, I'll put them up on there. Brilliant. Even if you just sign up £1 a month, and if we get 5 patrons, and I'm going to release the 2 trailers. They're only short, but they're quality. They're Thomas and Aiden when they were younger. The 2 genres as well is funny. At 10 Patreons, we will create 1 comedy sketch a month, which I'm going to write and maybe discuss with Thomas and whoever else is with us, where we can have some sort of comedy sketch. It's going to take us a while to explore that, but like that's something which I think will be really interesting to go into. And then that content will be released on YouTube and on Patreon, I think. So that won't just be exclusive for Patreoners. At 25 Patreons, eventually down the line, we're going to try and create more content, more comedy stuff, more sketches, maybe more videos. We're going to try and make a lot more content for you guys. And then at 50 Patreons in 60 years' time,
when Korea becomes Korea,
we're going to add an exclusive podcast episode every week to the Patreon channel, which will be exclusive for you guys on Patreon. So please, if you want to just support us in any capacity, just $1, it's $1 actually on here, $1 a month for the Having Words first edition.
It's not very British.
That's not very British of you. And we'll also shout you out as well. We'll shout out your name, we'll shout out thanks
instead
to you
of fucking pastries.
Instead of pastries,
we'll shout out a human being.
If you like this episode, or if you like the direction we're going in, like I said, you can let us know on any of our socials, on our email address, or you can leave us a review on iTunes, a rating and a 5-star or whatever star 5-star review. Let us know how we're doing. Before we finish, Tom, usually we get the winner of the Having Words to have a final word before we finish, but in this case, Tom, your favourite word
of all time,
Tom.
Fiddle.
Thanks, Tom. It's gonna be fiddle, and my final word's gonna be Patreon.
Subtle.
patreon.com/havingwords. Thank you for listening, everyone. Tom and I will catch you most probably next week, maybe with a guest.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you guys. Farewell. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.